Good afternoon and welcome to Chuck Chansey Park in Fresno, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale. It's game 6 of 6 here in Fresno against the Fresno Grizzlies. They are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and, of course, your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Getting ready for first pitch now. It is 1-0-7. Here's Anderson Rojas batting from the left side. Swings the first pitch, and it's lined directly to the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. One pitch, one out for the right-handed pitcher, Jackson Cox. Jose Fernandez, the shortstop, will now bat from the right side. Due up after him is the catcher, David Martin, followed by the designated hitter, Christian Cerda. Batting fifth is Gavin Contesello and Ronnie Polanco after that. First pitch is a strike. After Polanco batting seventh, Alvin Guzman, followed by Brett Johnson and Juan Corniel. The pitch misses low and outside. Fernandez batting 289 on the year. He swings and misses. Count is 1-2. Jackson Cox, no wins or losses. He has a 6 ERA. Pitch just misses out. Rawhide trail the series 2-3. In order to split the series, they need to win. The Grizzlies have an opportunity to win the series. 2-2 to Fernandez and misses low. Catching for Cox today is Brian Betancourt. Third baseman, Skylar Messinger. The shortstop, Andy Perez. Second baseman, Gene Perez. And at first, it's Parker Kelly. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Fernandez strikes out for the second out of the inning, bringing up the catcher, David Martin. In left field for the Grizzlies, it's E.J. Andrews Jr. In center, Jesus Bugarin. And in right field, Robbie Martin. This is Cox's home debut for Fresno. Just 19 years old, he's ranked as a 13th overall prospect, according to MLB.com in the Colorado Rockies organization. First pitch swinging is Martin. It hits off the glove of Cox. It goes right to the second baseman, and Martin is out at first base. Nice hard hit ball, but Cox able to put a glove on it and a lucky ricochet directly to the second baseman for a 1-4-3 put out. 1-2-3 inning of work for Cox as we go into the bottom of the first inning, still scoreless. Brock Jones will be on the mound for the Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Brock Jones on the mound for the Rawhide. He's facing the right-handed batter, E.J. Andrews Jr. First pitch misses in, ball one. Brock Jones, left-handed pitcher, he delivers. And it misses outside ball two. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Jones kicks the 2-0. Popped up, first base side, it will reach the grandstands. Due up after Andrews Jr. is Jesus Bugarin, followed by Andy Perez. In the cleanup spot, it is Bryant Betancourt, followed by the designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez. The 2-1 misses out. Batting sixth for the Grizzlies, Parker Kelly. Seventh, Robbie Martin, followed by Skylar Messinger. And batting ninth is Gene Perez. 3-1. High and outside, ball four. Andrews Jr. draws a leadoff walk. Now Jesus Bugarin will bat from the right side. Bugarin batting 238 on the year. The pitch, check swing, fouled off. Catching for Jones today is David Martin. Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Juan Corniel. And at first, it is Gavin Contasello. 0-1. Misses high. In left field, Anderson Rojas. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, it is Brett Johnson. Wind currently blowing in from right field. A little bit of a warmer day, 92 degrees at first pitch. Pickoff attempt at first base, he's back safely standing up. One runner takes off for second. The pitch is fouled off over the grandstands on the first base side. Andrew Jr. only has one stolen base this year in two attempts. One, two. Misses high. Two balls, two strikes. Infield at double play depth. Jones, glove at the belt. He delivers. And it misses outside ball three. Jones this year 0-2 with a 7.79 ERA. Three, two, fouled down the right field side, out of play into the grandstands. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Bugarin goes down looking for the first out. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust we trust. One down, still a runner on first as Andy Perez comes to the plate. First pitch to the left-handed hitter is a strike, a breaking ball from Jones. Jones does have a fastball, curveball, cutter, and a changeup. Pickoff attempt, and he's back safely standing up. The runner takes off. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. It was online, but not in time. Andrews Jr. has his second stolen base of the year. That was a strike, so it's 0-2 with one out and a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. That's back-to-back K's for Jones. A beautiful breaking ball from Jones for his second strikeout of the day. And now the cleanup batter, Bryant Betancourt, comes to the plate. Left-handed hitter batting .238 on the year. E.J. Andrews Jr. is still the runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Infield shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. Southpaw delivers a very high and inside pitch. Jones, 5'11", 180 pounds. He'll turn 22 in June this year, originally from Newport Beach, California, but he did go to high school in Washington State. He went to WF West High, drafted in the 16th round of 2019. The pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. Fernandez is there, fields it to the right of second, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies strand a runner on second, still scoreless going into the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Oof. Pressure in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Christian Cerda leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes the ball low and outside. Pitch misses. The 2-0 comes inside and misses again, calling balls and strikes. Behind home plate is Nate Hall, and on the bases is Andrew Schrock. There's a strike on the outside corner. 3-1 count now. Cerda, the designated hitter. He's batting 216 on the year. Coaching third today is D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into left center field. Stays in the yard as the center fielder, Boo Green, makes the play in left center for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Gavin Condicello. Jackson Cox is back on the mound. He had a 1-2-3 inning of work in the first. Condicello batting from the left with a 1.30 ERA. And by the way, coaching first for the Rawhide is Orlando Arenado, the fourth coach for the team. Pitch misses high, ball one. Cox, young right-handed pitcher, just 19 years old. He is ranked as the 13th overall prospect in the Rockies organization. He was selected in the second round by the Rockies last year. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 1-2. Six foot 185 pounds. He's from, originally from Portland, Oregon, but went to high school in Washington. He's the 50th overall pick. And this is his first professional season. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Condicello strikes out for the second out of the inning. That is the second K of the day for Cox. So Cox, even though he was drafted last year, he did not play in the Arizona Complex League. He just would work out there. Here's the pitch to Polanco. It's a strike on the outside corner. Polanco bats from the right side. So his professional debut was a week ago on May 7th against Stockton. He was not a part of the decision. He did throw three innings. 0-1. Misses outside. Gave up two earned runs off of two hits. Walked two while striking out three. Pitch just misses. Count is 2-1. The pitch is a chopper up the middle. The pitcher, Cox, comes off the mound to get it. Underhand tosses to first, and that will end the inning. He's faced the minimum through two as we go into the bottom of the second, still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Brock Jones back on the mound for his second inning of work. We're scoreless here at Chuck Chancey Park in the bottom half of the second. The designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez, is due up. He's batting from the right side, and there is a pitch clock violation on the batter. Ordonez will now work with an 0-1 count. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2. The Grizzlies are wearing their cream uniforms with red trim, red belt. This is my favorite uniform combo that they have. The pitch is fouled off. Rawhide are wearing their dark gray unis with the red jerseys. Happens to be my least favorite combination that the Rawhide wear, mainly because the dark gray, I will go to my grave saying that it looks purple. The 0-2 comes inside, especially in the sunlight on a day game. We really should not be wearing the purple slash gray pants with the red jerseys on a day game. But not my decision. I just talk into a microphone. Here's the 1-2. It's a tapper down the third base side, rolling foul, and it is picked up foul by Jones. Count remains 1-2. So again, not my favorite. I like the full dark gray slash purple in a night game. But my favorite combination that the Rawhide wear is the red jersey with the cream pants at home. That's my favorite. I also do like our Toros jerseys. They're black, and we wear that with the cream pants. It looks really good as well. 1-2. Here's the pitch to Ordonez. Fouled off right field side. One, two from Jones. It's fouled off. He fouls it off his front foot and he skips around trying to walk that one off. Jones this season, this is his sixth start. He's thrown 17 innings of work for the Rawhide, striking out 17 while walking 11. Again, he's 0-2 with a 7.79 ERA. He's not thrown more than 4 1/3 innings this season. 1-2. Fly ball, deep right field into the corner. Johnson goes back, makes the catch 5 feet in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. Parker Kelly comes to the plate with one away and nobody on. Kelly, the first baseman, bats from the right side with a 3.10 average. Slight shift to the left in the infield. The pitch misses outside. In Jones' last start, he took the loss against Inland Empire after throwing 4 innings. 1-0. Misses. In those 4 innings, he gave up 6 runs off of 4 hits, walked 3 while striking out 3. Here's the 2-0. Missing high and out. 3-0 count. High ball 4. Kelly draws a 4-pitch walk to put a runner on first. That's the second walk given up by Jones today and the second base runner of the day for the Grizzlies. Left versus left matchup as Robbie Martin comes to the plate. Infield shading to the right at double play depth. The pitch, a strike on the high outside corner. No real shift in the outfield. O-1. Grounded to the second baseman, Corniel. He thinks about second, decides better, and throws to first. For the second out of the inning, it was a very slow hit ball. So slow at first, I thought it was going to Contesello, the first baseman, instead of Corniel. But Corniel had time to switch his feet as if he was going to throw to second. And then decided not the best idea. Throws to first base for the sure out. I agree with that decision. Kelly is standing on second. Skylar Messinger batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. Second inning in a row that the Grizzlies have had a runner in scoring position, although we are scoreless in the second. Jones delivers a pitch high and out. Jones drafted in 2019. He ended up missing two seasons. Of course, everyone missed out on the 2020 year. But then in 2021, Jones was recovering from Tommy John surgery. This is his second season back from TJ. Last year, he started in the Arizona Complex League, threw in four games there, and then ended with the Rawhide, throwing five games. The pitch is a strike. Count is 2-1. Then Jones finds himself on the opening day roster here for the Rawhide as the Sunday starter. Expected pitcher after Jones will be Billy Corcoran. That's kind of become the role that he's had as well, though it's unofficial. Here's the 2-1. It is fouled off behind home plate. 2-2. So you'll see a lot of this in the minor leagues, particularly at this level where there's just a lot of starters. Don't have that many starts. You don't want to have more than a six-man rotation. Some teams even still have a five-man rotation. The Rawhide and the Diamondbacks have six. A 2-2, it's actually a step off towards second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. So with that, we have two unofficial piggybackers. It's Billy Corcoran and Armando Vasquez. Vasquez has been piggybacking off of Wyatt Wendell on Thursdays. Corcoran's moved around a few times, but I think he's going to stick around on Sunday for a bit. The 2-2 is fouled off. Here's the 2-2. Foul tipped into the glove of Martin Messinger. Strikes out to end the inning. For the second inning in a row, the Grizzlies strand a runner on second. We're scoreless heading into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Scoreless in the top of the third inning. Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. Due up after him, Brett Johnson and Juan Cornell. Jackson Cox is back on the mound for his third inning of work. This is just his second professional start. Second professional appearance, I should add, as well. The first pitch was low in the dirt. The appeal down to first says he did not go, according to Andrew Schrock. The pitch to Guzman, it's fouled off. Count is 1-1. Cox has faced the minimum through two. The pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch just misses outside. Count is 2-1. Slight shift to the left in the infield. 2-2. Foul tipped again. Fox just over. 25 pitches thrown now. The pitch. Misses inside. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Guzman thought it was ball four, but he goes down looking for the first out. Strikeout number three of the day for Cox. That ties his career and season high. Remember, this is only his second professional appearance. And he's settling in quite nicely. He doesn't have to settle in. He just started off pitching well. He's faced the minimum through seven batters, and now Brett Johnson is batting from the left side. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Johnson batting 188 on the year. Infield shading to the right. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Foul tipped into the glove. Strike three. That's back-to-back K's for Cox. I don't know what his pitch count was. I wish I asked Stephen Rice that, the voice of the Grizzlies. I can guess for you, but we all know that doesn't usually end up well when I'm guessing. Here's the pitch. It misses high. Juan Cornell is batting from the left side. He fouls off that pitch. I mean, if Cox keeps throwing the way that he is, there's a chance that he could go all the way into the fifth. Because remember, he threw three innings in his first outing, but gave up two runs, two hits, two walks. Right here, he hasn't had a base runner so far through 2 1/3 innings. Infield shading to the right against Cornell. 1-1, misses low, ball two. Ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop ranges. He can't get to it. It's a bouncing ground ball single for Cornell. First hit of the day for either team. Comes with two outs in a scoreless bottom of the third. Top of the third. Anderson Rojas bats on the left. Two away, runner on first is Cornell, who is a threat to steal. He has 8 stolen bases in 9 attempts. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Anderson Rojas, he lined out to left in his first at bat. Cornell takes off. The throw to second is not in time. He's safe. We'll go through that one again. So Cox with a long hold. Cornell just started taking off for second. That's when Cox stepped off and threw to second base, but it was kind of more of a lob, and it was to the left side of second. It needed to be on the right side, and that's why Cornell's safe. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. Two outs. The pitch. Low and in the dirt, ball one. Rojas batting 286 with 5 RBI. One. Line down the left field side. It's hooking foul. Just barely foul down the line there. Almost placed perfectly, but Rojas will come back to the plate. So Cornell, who's standing on second, he had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rose Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Here's the 1-2. Taps foul again. Wind now blowing from right to left. Cox kicks. Low in the dirt. Corniel takes off the throw to third. Not in time. He's safe at third base. The catcher, Betancourt, had a nice block behind the plate. It just went maybe 1 foot to his right, and Corniel was aggressive, decided to take third, and successful again. Back-to-back stolen bases for Corniel. He now has 10 on the season in 11 attempts. The trainer for the Grizzlies, Justin Wilson, out to check on the catcher, Betancourt. It looked like he kind of hurt his hand in that play. They're going to have Betancourt play catch just to see if his hand feels okay. And he says he's fine, so he'll stay in the game. It's a 1-2 count still to Rojas. There's a runner on third now. The pitch fouled off out of play. And I beg your pardon, I think it's a 2-2 count. And yes, it is. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Lined into right center field, a base hit. Corniel will walk home, and Rojas stands on first with an RBI single. Rawhide strike first, 1-0 ball game in the top of the third. Jose Fernandez will bat from the right side. 2 outs. Runner on first is Rojas, who picks up his 6th RBI of the year. Pitch from Cox. Slow tapper back up the middle. Somehow Cox made the play. He stays on his feet. The throw to first is in time. Kind of a weird cross-legged play, but able to do it successfully to get the final out. Rawhide do lead 1-0, though. Heading into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Brock Jones back on the mound for his third inning. He's facing Gene Perez. Perez fouls off the first pitch. Right-handed batter batting 056 on the year. Jones has thrown 38 pitches so far today. His season high is 73. The pitch. Deep fly ball to center field. Guzman is playing very deep. Makes the catch just to the left of the batter's eye. One down. Perfect placement by Guzman. He has the type of speed to be able to make that kind of play anyway, even if he was playing straight up in center field, but he's already playing quite close to the warning track to be able to make an easy play there. One down, nobody on for the top of the order, E.J. Andrews Jr. First pitch just misses in. One oh. Misses low. Infield shading to the left for the 2-0. Fouled off into the netting. Andrews Jr. walked in his first at-bat against Brock Jones. Jones is now facing the entire lineup for the Grizzlies. He's given up two walks, no hits, no runs. 2-1 misses very high, ball three. Three-one. Line down the left field side. Foul ball. Count is full. There's not many areas in this ballpark that I don't have a good vantage point on. There is maybe 20 feet down the left field side where I'm not able to see if it's fair or foul. Not complaining because at Valley Strong Ballpark, there's about 100 feet where I can't see if it's fair or foul down the right field side. Three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. The pitch is popped up. Left side of the infield, Fernandez gives chase, so does Corniel. The second baseman, Corniel, calls him off and makes the play to the left of second in the outfield grass. Two away. Jesus Bouguerin will bat from the right side. Two down, nobody on. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. First pitch misses high. The pitch. Off speed in there for a strike right at the knees. Outside ball two, 2-1 count. Bottom of the third inning, Rawhide lead 1-0. 2-1 count, two away, nobody on for the Grizzlies. The pitch. Fouled off into the netting. 2-2 count. Brock Jones is now a strike away from his first 1-2-3 inning of work. Two, two. High ball three. Full count, two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Foul ball down the third base side. Lands just in front of the grandstands. We'll do the 3-2 again. Infield shading to the left. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Jones has his first 1-2-3 inning of work and picks up a strikeout. It's another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria in Crust. We trust. Heading into the fourth, Rawhide lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but
that you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight, but you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
David Martin leads it off in the top of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside. Jackson Cox is back on the mound. One oh. Lined into center field, a base hit. Martin leads off the fourth. The line drive single into center field. The designated hitter, Christian Cerda, now comes to the plate. Cerda flied out to left in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. It misses high and in, ball one. Pitch misses outside. So the scouting report on Cox is he has a fastball, curveball, and also a changeup. 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. His fastball sits about 92. It can reach up to 96. Pitch misses outside. Three balls, one strike to Cerda. Martin takes off the pitch, misses high, ball four. Runners on first and second now for the Rawhide with nobody out. Quick meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Mark Brewer. Tyler infield comes in. Due up is Gavin Contesello, who will bat from the left side. On first is David Martin, who singled. And on first is Cerda, who just walked. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located here in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. We're ready for Contesello. First pitch to him. A hard two hopper to the second baseman. Perez fields it, throws a second for one, on to first. In time for a double play, Martin does advance to third, but two quick outs here for the Grizzlies. Ronnie Polanco will now bat from the right side. He grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. And Gabriel Barbosa is just starting to get warm in the pen, although he's not actually throwing to anyone. The pitch is swung on the third baseman. Messenger has it. Throw to first will end the inning. Rawhide had a promising inning going, but a double play ball, another ground out. Strands a runner on third, but the Rawhides still lead by one. Going into the bottom of the fourth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Andy Perez leads it off for the Grizzlies. He's batting from the left side. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. The pitch is a hard ground ball snagged by the first baseman, Contasello. He stands up and touches first. One pitch, one out. Nice play by Contasello. Bryant Betancourt comes to the plate. He'll bat from the left side. Infield shading to the right. The pitch to Bryant Betancourt is a strike on the outside corner. Jones nearing the 55-pitch mark. There's a few pitchers just starting to do their band work out in the bullpen. The pitch is swung on and missed. Both teams, their bullpens have been staying in the dugout because it's pretty sunny and hot out there. I mean, it's 92 degrees. It feels fine in the booth. I don't think we have AC going today, but there's a little breeze. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball to the second baseman, Corniel. He flips to first. Two away. But with the sun beating down on you, it gets hot really quickly. So all of them were in the bullpen. I think I see Billy Corcoran and Liam Norris starting to get warm. Not get warm, but move around. And Swales is there. Two outs. The first pitch to Jesus Ordonez misses outside. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop, Fernandez. He tries to backhand it. He can't. Goes into left field. He had to go a long ways for it. And that is the first hit of the day for the Grizzlies. It comes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Would have been a nice play by Fernandez. Even if he was able to glove it, would have been a tough throw over to first base. Pitch to Parker Kelly, misses outside. Pitch misses out. Pitch misses inside. Count is now 3-0. The pitch is lined, caught by Fernandez. A diving play by the shortstop to end the inning. That was electric, that Geiger electric play of the game. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley at the honest and fair price that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Again, Geiger Electric, the sponsor of the Rawhide electric play of the game. Going into the fifth, Rawhide lead 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Guzman swings the first pitch. It's a fly ball into left field. Andrews Jr. takes a few steps in to make the play. One down on one pitch for the new pitcher in relief for Jackson Cox. It's Gabriel Barbosa. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Pitch to Brett Johnson, misses outside. Barbosa, right-handed pitcher. 1-0 is fouled off to our left. Cox threw four innings for the Grizzlies, giving it one run off of three hits. He did walk a batter while striking out four. 1-1, misses outside. Infield shading to the right. The pitch is lined just foul down the right field side. Barbosa kicks. Just misses outside. Count is full now. Barbosa 1-3 this year, a 10-18 ERA. It's his sixth appearance The pitch. Line towards right center field. Center fielder coming over, but Bugarin won't be able to make the play. It lands in front of him for a one-out base hit. Johnson is standing on first. Juan Cornejo, who singled and had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, is batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Three-two. Johnson takes off. The pitch is fouled off, though. Infield at double play depth. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball to the second baseman. He has to range to his glove side. He'll throw to first to get the out. No. They're going to say that Johnson's out. And Cornejo stays at first. I think Johnson hit the ball with his foot when he was running. I did see the ball kind of take a different angle, so Johnson's going to be out at second. Cornejo is safe at first. There are two outs, though. Top of the order, Rojas at the plate. He swings and misses at the pitch. So Barbosa, again, this is his sixth appearance. He does have four starts this season, so only the second time out of the bullpen. Throwing 20 innings of work for the Grizzlies. The pitch, a one-hopper right back up the middle. He snags it. Throws to first, and that will end the inning. Halfway through this one, going into the bottom half of the fifth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Robbie Martin leads it off in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Martin batting from the left side. And there is movement in the Rawhide pen. The pitch misses low. Looks like Billy Corcoran. Brock Jones in his fifth inning of work. He's given up one hit. The pitch misses outside. No runs. He has walked, I believe, three. Double-checking my book now. No, I beg your pardon, two walks. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Jones just under 65 pitches now. Infield shading to the right, the 1-2. Called strike on the outside corner. The pitch is swung on a hard ground ball. Diving is the second baseman, Corniel. He can't get it. Johnson picks it up. He's going to try to go for second, and he makes it safely. Robbie Martin legs it into a double. And that wasn't Johnson. Johnson's in left now. I think that's Julio Carrion. Nope, never mind. I have it correct now. So Guzman is no longer in the game. Rojas is moving from left to center. Johnson goes from right to left. And Carrion is now in the ball game in right field. He'll be batting in Guzman's place. Tyler Mark came out to have a conversation with Jones on the mound. Runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Messenger now at the plate. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. The pitch is lined towards left. Johnson takes one step in and makes the play. One down. One down, still a runner in scoring position. Gene Perez at the plate. The pitch is fouled off. And Swales is now warming in the pen for the Rawhide. At one point, it was Billy Corcoran throwing. He'll come in a clean inning, though. The pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. Thinks about third, but throws to first, and it gets away from Contesello. That allows Martin to score. The throw to second gets the out, though. So second out of the inning, a run scores to tie up the game. Fernandez, slow ground ball to him. He kind of moved his feet as if he would throw to third because Martin took off for that base. Instead, he made the smart decision to throw to first base, but it was wide towards right field. Contesello couldn't come off the bag in time. Got by him. Martin scores easily. Perez tried to go to second on the error. He was out. But a run does score, and we are tied up at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. E.J. Andrews Jr. takes a strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses very outside. Ball one. Martin didn't even try to catch that ball. It was so outside. One. Popped up behind the plate. Martin gives chase, but it will reach the grandstands. Andrews Jr. today has walked, and he's also popped out to second. One, two. Deep fly ball to left field. Has plenty of distance, but it's foul. Infield shading to the left. The 1-2 is lined into left field. Looked like Fernandez had a chance to make that play. He just missed it. It was a hard hit ball. And he put his hand out to try to make the catch. I thought it was going to be caught, but he couldn't. Runner on first, two outs, and that will be the day for Brock Jones. Josh Swales will be the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. We come back, Swales will inherit a runner on first with two outs. In a tied ball game, 1-1, bottom of the fifth inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and...
Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Bugarin is a strike on the outside corner. The runner on first is E.J. Andrews, Jr. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Runner takes off the pitch, is grounded foul down the third base side. Can't close the book yet on Jones because he is responsible for the runner on first, Andrews. But he did throw 4 2/3, giving up two hits. Walked two while striking out four. 0-2, misses high. The pitch is lined into right field, a base hit. Carrion gets it in to hold Bugarin at first, but Andrews Jr. goes all the way to third. Runners are on the corners, and Andy Perez will come to the plate. Billy Corcoran now warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I'd assume he would come in for the bottom of the sixth. Swales will be tasked to getting this final out here. Tied up at one, runners in the corners, two outs in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Perez. Hard ground ball. Second baseman Corniel has it. The throw to first will end the inning. But the Grizzlies do tie up the game, 1-1 ball game, as we head into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a strike. Gabriel Barbosa back on the mound. Gave up two hits in the last inning, but no runs. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Tied ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Infield shading to the right against Fernandez. The pitch is fouled off. Fernandez today has struck out swinging. He's also grounded out to first, beg your pardon, actually to the pitcher. The pitch misses low, ball one. One, two, fouled off. Rawhide have their one hit off, one run off of five hits. Grizzlies their one run off of four and an error. The pitch, line down the right field side, into the corner, lands for a base hit, rolls all the way to the wall. Fernandez heads for second. He's going to stay there. Fernandez has a lead off double to start off the sixth for the Rawhide. That is his second double of the season, and David Martin will now come to the plate. He's a single today. Martin is at two balls sharply up the middle. One of them hit off of the pitcher at the time, Cox's glove, and then went to the second baseman, who threw it first for the out. Martin fouls off the first pitch. One misses low. Pitch misses outside, ball two. Two, one, misses outside. Three balls, one strike, nobody out, runner in scoring position. Martin swings, and it's now a full count. An hour and 20 minutes into this ball game now, it is 2:27 local time. Payoff pitch. It's a ground ball to the first baseman. Kelly has it. He'll tag first. Fernandez advances to third. One away for Christian Cerda, the designated hitter. First pitch to Cerda misses inside, ball one. The infield comes in with one out and a runner on third. Cerda has flied out to left and also walks today. The pitch is swung on, line drive down the right field line and lands for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Cerda stands on first with an RBI single. Rawhide retake the lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch misses outside, ball one. Pitch misses. The pitch misses outside. Quick meeting on the mound with the catcher Betancourt and the pitcher Barbosa. Rawhide currently lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. In the series finale here, the Rawhide need to win today in order to split. The Grizzlies have a chance to win the series with a win here this afternoon. That was actually ball four. I knew that, too. Just had it wrong on the scoreboard. So Condicello draws a walk. Runners on first and second. With one down, and Ronnie Polanco comes to the plate. The pitch misses inside. Pitch is a strike on the low outside corner. One, one. Misses inside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Pitch to Polanco is lined into left center field, a base hit. They're going to send Cerda. The throw from Bugarin is not in time. Cerda scores the third run of the day for the Rawhide. 3-1 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Condicello advances to second. Now Julio Carrion will bat from the right side. Remember, he entered the game defensively in the last half inning. This is Carrion's first at-bat of the day. He takes the ball inside. One down, runner on second is Conticello, and on first is Polanco. Rahai now have 8 hits today. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. Lined, caught by the shortstop. He will tag a second for the double play. Conticello went off immediately on contact. Didn't realize the shortstop was right there to make the play. And that'll end the inning. But the Rawhide score two when they retake the lead. 3-1 ball game heading into the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide lead 3-1. He swings the first pitch from Billy Corcoran, who's the third pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch misses low, ball one. Pitch is fouled off. The pitch misses outside. So final pitching line for Brock Jones, who was the starter. He threw 4 2/3 innings, which is a new season high for him. He threw gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. Walked 2 and struck out 4. The pitch is fouled off again. Swales came in to get the final out. He did give up a hit, but no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. The 2-2 is lined over the head of the third baseman, Polanco, into left field. Betancourt wins the battle against Corcoran. Leadoff single for the Grizzlies in the bottom of the sixth. pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Corcoran, glove at the belt. Here's the 0-1. It is a pop fly down the right field side. Foul territory, and no one's going to be able to get that one. No balls, two strikes. Orrin is batting .267 on the year. Runner on first, Betancourt, has not attempted a stolen base this season. The pitch misses outside, ball one. The pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. Polanco has it, bobbles it for a second, throws to second for the sure out. One down. Parker Kelly bats from the right side. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Infield shading to the left. They are double play depth. Parker Kelly has walked and also lined out to short. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the glove of Martin. Count is 0-2. O-2. It misses outside. The pitch misses high. The 2-2 to Kelly is fouled off down the right field side. Three balls, two strikes. Corcoran, glove at the belt. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Right center field. The right fielder, Carrion, is underneath it. And he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Robbie Martin will now bat from the left side. First pitch to Martin, misses outside. One oh, an off speed pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. Big swing and miss. Count is 1-2. Again, Corcoran has kind of been the piggybacker for Brock Jones. He did move around a few times this season on what day he came in, but he usually comes in clean innings. 1-2. Just misses low. Corcoran, 2-1 with a 4.02 ERA. This is his seventh appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 16 innings for the Rawhide. The pitch outside. In those 16 innings, he has struck out 19 while walking 5. Three-two, runners off. The pitch is a deep fly ball to center field. Rojas waiting for it to come down, and he makes the catch. For the final out of the inning, Rawhide still lead by 2. 3-1 ball game as we head into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Top of the seventh inning. The Rawhide lead 3-1. Here's the pitch. Check swing by Johnson, but he makes contact with it, and Barboza will just tag him out right by first base. For the first out of the inning, one pitch, one out for Barboza. Juan Cornell takes a strike on the inside corner. Cornell today has singled twice. One was a single into center field back in the third inning. Swings of the pitch, it's fouled down the left field side. The other time he was awarded a hit because Johnson interfered with the ball, even though it probably would have been an out at first. And in fact, the second baseman did actually field the ball and throw to first in what would have been a normal retirement of Cornell. But because the ball hit Johnson's foot in play, Johnson is out on interference and Cornell is awarded a hit, so Brett Johnson kind of assisting Cornell's batting average there. The pitch is swung on a hard two-hopper to Perez. He fields it, and there's two away now. Anderson Rojas, will bat from the left side. He is 1-for-3 today. Rawhide of 8 hits this evening. Yesterday, they only pulled together, I think it was 3. The pitch is lined into left field. Make it 9 hits today for the Rawhide. I beg your pardon, it was 2 hits yesterday for the Hyde. Pickoff attempt at first, and Rojas is back safely. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. The pitch is swung on and missed by Fernandez. 0-2 count, 2 down, runner on first with the Rawhide leading by 3. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop makes the play, keeps his feet moving, and the throw to first is in time to end the inning. It's stretch time at Chuck Chancey Park going into the bottom of the 7th. Rawhide lead 3-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Brady Hill is warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. First pitch swinging is Messenger. It lands in front of the left fielder Johnson for a leadoff base hit to start off the bottom half of the 7th inning. Billy Corcoran back in for his 2nd inning of work. Gave up 1 hit in the last inning. Gene Perez now bats from the right side. Nobody out, runner on first. 0-2. There's a strike. One oh. Fouled off out of play. Left field side. Let's take a look around the Cal League for the scores. Right now in San Jose, Lake Elsinore and San Jose are tied up at 3 in the 7th. Modesto trails Inland Empire 4-0 in the 3rd. And Stockton leads Rancho 6-4 in the third. 1-1. Big swing and miss. Beg your pardon, that was strike three. I had the count wrong. So Perez goes down swinging for the first out of the inning, and that is the first strikeout of the day for Corcoran. A strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill. In crust, we trust. There's a few guys up throwing now in the pen for the Grizzlies. One down. Pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. is a strike. Infield at double play depth. Oh, 1. Big swing and miss. Count is 0-2. This will be Corcoran's 30th pitch of the day. Pitch misses in. Corcoran, 6'8", 220 pounds. 23 years old. He'll turn 24 in August this year. He's from Pennsylvania. Went to school at Pitt. 1-2 is grounded into left field. Perfectly placed in the 5-6 hole. Slow ground ball that rolls its way into the outfield for Andrews Jr.'s second hit of the day. Runners on first and second now. And Jesus Bugarin will bat from the right side. So a little bit of a funny story for Corcoran. As I mentioned, he's 6'8", so he's a full foot taller than me. I'm 5'7 on a good day. According to my doctor, I'm 5'6¼, but program height, I'm 5'7". So Corcoran is a foot and an inch taller than me. The pitch is ripped into left field. Johnson gets it in quickly. They're going to send Messenger. The throw is cut off and not in time. 3-2 ball game. Rawhide still lead by one, but the Grizzlies threatening. Messenger scores. Bugarin stands on first with an RBI single, and Andrews Jr. advances to second. Perez will now bat from the left side, but first Tyler Mark will come out and have a conversation on the mound. So going back to this, the reason why I'm talking about how tall Corcoran is, we take two buses to the field, and here at Fresno, we park next to each other, so parallel to each other, and I'm still on the bus, the first bus Corcoran was on, and he gets off the bus, and he has rather, I would say, light brown hair, but apparently the top is a little more blonde than I would expect because he got off the bus. He wasn't wearing a hat, and I see this guy with this luscious hair, curly, luscious hair that's light brown blonde, and I could not figure out who it was. I turned to our pitching coach and said, did we get a new pitcher or a new player? I didn't recognize someone with blonde hair, and he said, well, do you think it was Brock Jones? Who do you think it was? And I said, I don't know, but I didn't recognize them at all. And then I saw Corcoran sitting down in the bullpen, and I figured out it was Billy Corcoran that I didn't recognize, who has been here since opening day. Here's the 1-2. Beg your pardon, the first pitch to Perez misses outside ball one. Andy Perez is batting from the left side with runners on first and second, and just one out with the Grizzlies trailing by one in the seventh. So moral of the story, don't assume that you know these guys that well. The pitch misses low. I've been able to pride myself that I can pick these guys out when I'm standing here in my booth and I see them walking across the field. I can usually figure out who's who pretty quickly. I can also figure out who's throwing in the pen fairly quickly as well, just from knowing their mechanics. Apparently, cannot figure out Corcoran from the top of his hair. The pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. Corniel has it. Flips to second. On to first. An inning-ending double play. Much-needed double play for the Rawhide as we go into the eighth, and the Hyde still lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both the Home Run Derby and a Legends Game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition.
Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
David Martin leads it off for the Rawhide. He's facing the new pitcher, Brady Hill. Delivers a ball high and outside. Hill is in relief for Gabriel Barbosa, who relieved the starter, Cox. The pitch is fouled off. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 3-2. 2-1 to Martin. Misses in ball three. 3 o'clock on the dot here in Fresno, California, top of the eighth inning. Martin swings and foul tips the ball into the glove. Count is now full. Barbosa threw 3 innings for the Grizzlies. He gave up 6 hits, 2 runs. Martin lines the ball into center field. Another hit for the catcher. He's hit the ball really well today. Even though he's been out twice, they've all been hard hit balls. Leadoff single for Martin. So again, Barbosa, 3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk. Did not strike anyone out. Brady Hill will now face Christian Cerda, who's batting from the right side. Cerda is 1-for-2 with a walk. First pitch is foul tipped into the glove. Count is 0-1. Hill right-handed pitcher for the Grizzlies. He's 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. The pitch is fouled off out of play to our right. This is his ninth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 10 innings of work, striking out 4 while walking 2. Opponents are batting 2.05 against him. Pitch misses outside. 1-2 count. Cerda did score the third run of the game for the Rawhide. They lead 3-2 here in the eighth. The pitch gets by the catcher, and Martin will be able to advance to second on what I assume would be a wild pitch. So runner in scoring position with nobody out. Two is swung on and missed strike three. Cerda strikes out for the first out of the inning. Runner still in scoring position for Gavin Condicello, who has walked, grounded into a double play. Andy has struck out today. Now, Infield shifting to the right against Contesello as he takes a strike on the high outside corner. I just saw our video coordinator, Danny Blackman. He's actually in the press box up here today, which is a very, very smart decision. 0-1 misses outside. It's very hot outside. So, again, I think there might be AC on in the booth, but just the fact that we're in shade helps a lot. It's over 90 degrees outside, and on a day game when it's 90 degrees and the sun is beating down on you, you just do not feel good, especially with someone who needs to use their electronic equipment. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2 as the catcher, Betancourt, will go have a conversation with Hill. No balls, two strikes. The pitch to Contesello. Swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back K's for Hill, makes it two outs. With a runner in scoring position in the top of the eighth inning as Ronnie Polanco comes to the plate. Tyler Hoffman is now warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. And just handed today's announced attendance, 2,725, 2725. Pitch to Polanco, misses low, ball one. Scores in the D-backs org. Hillsboro currently trails Spokane 7-6 in the top of the seventh. Amarillo has a doubleheader today. In their first game, they won 10-1. In their second game, they currently trail 2-0 in the fifth. That pitch misses. Polanco does have an RBI single already today. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr. is going back. He's looking up. It's a two-run home run for Ronnie Polanco as he goes back to make sure he does touch first base. Ronnie Polanco with his second home run of the season makes it a 5-2 ball game. In the top of the eighth inning, and he will have the longest home run trot. He really takes his time trotting around those bases. David Martin scores. 5-2 ball game. Now Julio Carrion will bat from the right side. First pitch misses low and outside. Here's the pitch. It misses high. Ball two. Pitch is fouled off again. There's a pitch that just misses. I thought that was a strike, but I think it was a little high. So it's a 3-1 count for Carrion, who has had one at bat so far today. He swings and misses at that pitch. Count is now full. Originally, he was going to have the day off. Guzman was in center field, and then he was pulled from the game. That moved Rojas to center. Johnson went from right to left, and Carrion entered the game in right field. Full count, two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Line towards left field, lands for a base hit. Carrion keeps the inning going. Johnson comes to the plate. First pitch misses low, 1-0 count to Johnson. Infield shifting to the right. He is 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. The pitch is swung on, fly ball towards center field. Boogering goes back. He will make the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide get two insurance runs. They now lead 5-2 going into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
In July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-2. Bryant Betancourt batting from the left side. He takes ball one high. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off, out of play. Count is 1-1. Billy Corcoran is back on the mound. Corcoran is through two innings so far for the Rawhide. He has given up one run off of three hits. The pitch is a strike. 1-2 count. Fouled off again, left field side. Pitch misses inside. Two to Betancourt. Popped up left side of the infield. Polanco looking for it. So is Fernandez, but it is Fernandez, the shortstop, who will make the catch 5 feet on the outfield grass in left field. One down. Nobody on for the designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez. I beg your pardon, it will be a pinch hitter. Jake Snyder is pinch hitting for Ordonez. Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-2. Grizzlies are the ones that are trailing by three. The pitch misses in. Two 1-0. Misses outside. We are now just over 2 hours into this ball game. The pitch is fouled off out of play. 2-1 count. And it looks like Alfred Murillo is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Three-one. High and outside, ball four. Snyder draws a one-out walk. And now Parker Kelly will bat from the right side. He has walked, lined out, and also flied out to right today. Corcoran was at 45 pitches. Now Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is over, and Parker Kelly is ready to bat from the right side. Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-2. I do want to wish a special Mother's Day to all mothers listening. Special happy Mother's Day to my mom. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner. And this Mother's Day, MLB is partnering with the American Cancer Society. Every strikeout in a minor league baseball game, $10 will be donated to American Cancer Society for every single strikeout as part of Strikeout Breast Cancer Day. No balls, two strikes to Kelly. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. O2 fouled off into the netting. So far in this game, there have been a total of 11 strikeouts. So that is $110 donated to American Cancer Society just from this game alone. It's only the bottom of the eighth inning. There might be a few more. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Just misses low. Corcoran thought it was strike three, but it is a 2-2 count now. Swung on and missed strike three. There's another $10 for the American Cancer Society and a strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Robbie Martin will now bat from the left side. Runner on first is Snyder. Martin today is 1-for-3 when he faced Corcoran. He flied out to center. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. The pitch misses outside. One-one. Misses outside, ball two. Running, 2-1. Outside, ball three. Hitters count for Martin, the 3-1. Fouled off count is now full. The runner on first, Snyder, will be off on the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 5-2 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Corcoran delivers. Pitch misses low, ball four. Now Skylar Messinger comes to the plate. But first, D. Gardner is going to go to the bullpen. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Alfred Murillo on the mound for the Rawhide. Runners on first and second. He'll inherit them with two outs in a 5-2 ball game with the Rawhide leading. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health.
Alfred Murillo, the new pitcher on the mound. He inherits runners on first and second, who both walked. There are two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rawhide lead 5-2. Murillo in relief for Corcoran, who threw 2 2/3 innings, gave up four hits, one run so far, walked two and struck out two. Pitch misses inside to Skylar Messinger. He's 1-for-3 today. The pitch comes in and it hits the bat. One ball, one strike. One, one. Popped up. Shallow left center field. I don't think anyone's going to get to it. It lands for a base hit, and one run will score. 5-3 ball game. Snyder scores. Martin goes to third, and it's runners on the corners. With two outs still in a 5-3 ball game. And now Luis Mendez will bat from the left side. He's pinch hitting for Gene Perez. Perez, the second baseman, and we have seen Mendez play second this series, so we'll more than likely go there. Runners on the corners. The pitch is fouled off. Oh, 1 count. Infield shading to the right against Mendez, the pitch. Slow ground ball, but it is foul. Count is now 0-2. Oh, 2. Low and inside. Ball 1. Here's the 1-2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Mendez strikes out looking to end the inning. The Grizzlies do pick up a run, but the Rawhide still lead by 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Tyler Hoffman is the new pitcher in relief for Brady Hill. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. First pitch misses low to Juan Cornell, who's leading it off for the Rawhide. Rawhide lead 5-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. Two oh count. He kicks and delivers. Pitches a strike. Hoffman this season for the Grizzlies. He's 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA. 2-1 to Cornell. Ground ball. Third baseman dives. Stands up. The throw to first in time. One down. Nice play by Messinger.
Thank you.
Pitch misses outside to Rojas. Rojas today is 2-for-4. This is Hoffman's 10th appearance for the Grizzlies. The pitch misses low. He's thrown 11 innings of work, striking out 10 while walking 3. Deep fly ball to right field. Martin goes back. He makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Two down, nobody on the pitch. She swings and misses at the first pitch. Oh, 1. Lined foul right field side. The pitch is fouled off down the first base side. O-2. Ground ball back up the middle. Hoffman makes a nice play. Underhand tosses to first, and that will end the inning. Rawhide still lead 5-3 going into the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Grizzlies. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom of the ninth inning, Grizzlies trail by 2. They have already walked it off this series. It was in game 3 that they walked it off. E.J. Andrews Jr. leads it off. Murillo will be tasked with the ninth to get the save. Top of the order at the plate, he delivers a strike at the knees. Oh, 1. misses. Infield shading to the left. Grizzlies lead the series 3-2. Rawhide need to win in order to split. 1-1. Fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Count is 1-2. Outside. Murillo did give up a hit in the eighth inning, but he also struck out a batter. The pitch popped up right field side. Carrion giving chase down the foul line. It will be not caught. It lands out of his glove in fair territory. And Andrews Jr. is heading for third. Tough play by Carrion. He lays out. He had it in his glove. It popped out as he made contact. And it was in fair territory. So because of that, it'll be a triple for Andrews. And now the tying run comes to the plate, batting from the left side. Infield comes in. Nobody out. Runner on third. Here's the pitch. Fouled off out of play. And they're going to say it was a balk on Murillo. So a run scores. 5-4 ball game. So no count. Bases are empty. Nobody out. 5-4 ball game. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. The pitch misses low. One-one. Low ball two. Here's the pitch, and pitch clock violation. Runner is going to go to first now, and Tyler Mark's going to come out and have a conversation with Murillo. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Andy Perez will bat from the left side. Perez is 4-17 this series, batting .261 on the year. He represents the winning run. The pitch misses outside, ball one. And there is movement in the Rawhide pen just in case. Pickoff attempt at first.